You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A few weeks ago here on the show, we talked to a Northern Idaho newspaper struggling to stay afloat. Their story is not unique. Local news outlets have been hurting for years, which is why 2 years ago, Charlie Sennett and Stephen Waldman founded Report for America. This is a program to get young journalists into underreported areas of the country to bolster local news reporting. Joining Idaho Matters today is Charlie Sennett, co-founder of Report for America, Kate Gretzinger, she is a member in Southeast Utah, and our own Rachel Cohen, who is also a Report for America member, and she reports for Boise State Public Radio from South Central Idaho. Thanks, everyone, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Charlie,
excited to be here.
Oh, good. So, Charlie, I want to start with you. Can you talk about what the local news landscape, you know, looked like just before you founded Report for America?
I'm happy to, but I also want to say to Rachel and Kate, this is all about just awesome talent like them coming into newsrooms like yours to really help at a time of crisis and a time of great need. So that I begin there. Welcome you guys. Can't wait to work with you. And just to answer your question, I mean, the crisis in local news has been going on for a long time. We've all heard about newspapers closing all around us. We've heard about the struggle that especially traditional print newspapers make in a time of great disruption where, you know, the internet's changed everything and they were slow to react and they have fallen behind. But we also know that they are now more important than ever. We need trusted local news, and a global pandemic has really brought home for all of us just how important local news is. So your station and the public radio networks in this country, I think, are in a unique position to already have a great model for nonprofit, community-supported local news that's turning out in the long run, I think, to not only be a great way to fund local news for all these good reasons, like the community should have buy-in, but also just a good business model. So that's, we're seeing a shift in that direction. At Report for America, we're very proud to be part of helping news organizations see that there's great opportunity to get community involvement to support this. And whenever they can find that, we'll come in with a match. And that's the formula we use for now 225 reporters in 160 plus newsrooms across the country.
And Kate, you're one of those reporters. I mean, you're heading into your second year at KUER, which is in Southeast Utah. So what does your reporting focus on?
Right. So actually, KUER is a statewide radio station and it's based in Salt Lake City. But I am in Southeast Utah. I live down here and work remotely. And my reporting is focused on multiple things. I report on the Navajo Nation a lot because I live just 15 minutes away from the Navajo Reservation, which is the largest reservation in the country. And I report on public lands issues and politics and pretty much anything that comes up in this area.
And then, Rachel, you've been with Boise State Public Radio since last June. I can't believe it's been almost a year. And you're on Idaho Matters sometimes. In fact, you were just on earlier this week. And you are reporting on issues in South Central Idaho. You're actually in Twin Falls. And you are our first reporter in that region. And I have to say, and this goes back to Charlie's point, there have been so many discussions, you know, that we need a reporter in the Magic Valley. It's growing. There's news there. And then Rachel, start by telling us what you were first reporting on. And the reason why I say that is since COVID-19, I mean, you've really been our boots on the ground for when Blaine County became a hotspot.
Yeah. So I would say before the coronavirus pandemic really came to the U.S. and in Idaho, I was doing a lot of reporting on agriculture in the Magic Valley and the dairy industry here, but also just how this region of the state is changing as it grows. And so, you know, looking at development and what businesses are coming to the area. And then, yeah, like you said, I also cover Blaine County and had been before I had been doing some reporting on the tourism economy there, and that includes the workers and the J-1 visa summer work travel students who come and work there. And so that gave me kind of a baseline to help understand that community when it became Idaho's first hotspot during the pandemic.
And we have just under 2 minutes. So, Charlie, I quickly want to get back to you because, as we know, journalism jobs are generally pretty competitive. It's hard to get into. Oftentimes, you know, it's unpaid internships and, you know, people recently graduated from college. So how do you see Report for America's role in frankly, going against that model?
Yeah, we love the idea that you can start at a news organization where you can really be of service to a community, and we are sad to see that dwindling in the opportunities for the amazing talent represented by a new generation of journalists like Kate and Rachel. And we just step in to say, look, we are raising money to pay half the salary. We ask the news organization to pay 25%, and we rely on the community to pay 25%. And we think we really can restore that pipeline. That's a big part of our goal. But I'd also say we have a chance to really serve underserved communities, right? A part of what we ask is communities like the Navajo Nation that are distressed and vulnerable. They need coverage. We really are so proud to have Kate doing that. Or communities like some of the Latino workers.
And Charlie, I've got to cut you off because we're out of time.
Okay.
I so appreciate all of you coming in today. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. This is Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.